Hello, how's everybody doing? This is Dr. Lisa. Uh-oh, I can't put that right there. Where my team at? How's everybody doing? I hope that all is well. Come on in the room, type in your name. Let me know if you can hear me clearly. Go ahead and type in your name. Somebody not on there. My team ain't on there because I don't see you. Let's talk and pray. We getting ready to go to the throne of grace in prayer, and we're going to be talking about, I don't see you, the spirit of rejection. Y'all come on in and share the live. We're going to be talking about the spirit of rejection. How's everybody doing? Hey, how you doing? We're going to be talking about the spirit of rejection. I'm going to pray over you. Hey, Joy. Also, if anybody wants to talk and pray with me, you could click the link in my bio. For 30 minutes, you could go on there and click the link. We'll probably talk over 30 minutes, but click the link. Wait a minute, let me put it on here before we go to the throne of grace, because people been saying they want me to come on. They want to talk to me. They want prayer. Do you see the link? Is the link showing? All right, so if you want prayer, if you want to, let's go into the prayer about spirit of rejection. A lot of y'all been experiencing rejection and abandonment. Click the link in my bio. If you are on YouTube, go to I'll just put it in the, my team will put it in the notes afterwards. Okay. We'll talk for 30 minutes. If you feel like you need a prophecy, we can do that too. You know, I do carry the gift of diverse kinds of tongues, but let's go ahead to the throne of grace in prayer. We're getting ready to destroy the spirit of rejection. Father God, we thank you for the gift of life. We destroy and dismantle the spirit of rejection and abandonment on your people. We thank you, Lord, for destroying the spirit of loneliness. We are the apple of your eye. And Lord, you don't play when it comes to your children. And we thank you, Lord, for favor being mantled on our life. We thank you, Lord, for peace being mantled on our life today. We thank you, Lord, for favor and breakthrough. And for those people, they have been mistreating us. We want to give you glory for it, Lord, because we know there's a blessing waiting for us. We want to give you glory, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that everything is working out for our good. I thank you, Lord, for Roger, for Yahara, for Joy. We thank you, Lord, for Prophetess Jessica being on here. We thank you for Mark. We thank you, Lord, for Tony. We thank you, Lord, for Sharon. We thank you, Lord, for everybody that's on the live and the replay. I thank you, Lord, that you are bringing in the spirit of peace so their mind is not confused. We're not going to operate in double-mindedness because we know, Lord, that whatever you said, you're going to do it. No matter the time of the day, we know, Lord, that you are working everything out for our good. We've been praying for some things to take place. We want to go ahead today and give you glory. We want to destroy the spirit of doubt and confusion because we trust you, Lord, because we know, Lord, that if we just keep the faith and we come together, Lord, and we stand on your word and we prophesy and we read the word of God out loud, we know that heaven is moving on our behalf and we want to give you glory. We want to destroy the spirit of witchcraft. We want to destroy the spirit of witchcraft. We want to destroy every witch and warlock that's trying to operate in our life. We destroy every spell that is being spoken and we prophesy the blessings of God. And we thank you, Lord. And we pray it in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son. Oh, thank you, Lord. And in the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. It's so good to see everybody. I'm so excited. Hallelujah. I want to just come on and say a few things about the spirit of rejection. People have been gossiping about you. People have been telling lies on you. Well, I just want to encourage you, okay? You can click the link in my bio and we can talk and we can pray about it. Hallelujah. We have the appointment set like every 30 minutes. Today is the first day that we have put this out. You guys are the first ones to hear about it. But I want to go ahead and encourage you. And you know me, I'm going to read some declarations. So let's see here. We're going to read some declarations and y'all repeat after me. Okay? Y'all get my book right here. We're going to say some declarations out loud. Hallelujah. We're going to say some declarations out loud that's rooted in the spirit of rejection. I take authority over my thoughts and I bind all spirits of rejection in the name of Jesus. I cast out, hallelujah, any spirit of confusion that's trying to break my peace in the name of Jesus. I loose myself, Hallelujah. From any spirit that's trying to make me doubt God, that's trying to make me commit suicide, that's trying to make me be double-minded. I cast out the spirit of rejection and abandonment and loneliness and bitterness and anger in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I receive the spirit of holiness in my life. Hallelujah. I walk in the righteousness of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I belong to Jesus Christ and everything is working out for my good. I break all ungodly soul ties. Hallelujah. I break every ungodly soul tie in the name of Jesus. I release the fire of God in my life. I release the fire of God on my situation. I release the fire of God. Hallelujah. In my home, on my children. I release the fire of God on my family in the name of Jesus. I release the fire of the Holy Ghost on my enemies in the name of Jesus. Come on, y'all. I release the fire of God on my enemies. Come on, let me say it. Come on. Say, I point the finger of God at my enemies. I point the finger of God at my enemies, and every plot, plan, and scheme of the enemy is being destroyed. I can't hear nobody. In the name of Jesus, say, the finger of God has the power to destroy what the enemy is trying to do, and everything in heaven is coming together for my good. Say, everything is coming together for my good. I do not feel rejected. I have somebody recently that tried to reject me. Come on and say it. Say, but God, I know that you're working everything out for my good. Hallelujah. Say, I had somebody steal from me, but I know, Lord, that your word says that you're going to give me back double for what the enemy took from me. Say, Lord, I thank you, Lord. Say, I believe in you, God. I trust in you, God. I thank you, Lord, that everything is working out for my good. Say, I point the finger of God at every witch and warlock that's been trying to bring a generational curse in my bloodline of rejection. Rejection brings on bitterness and anger, loneliness and hatred, and that murder spirit. Say, I point the finger of God at my enemies. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, for healing and deliverance. Come on and say it. Come on, Phantom. Come on, Debbie. Come on, Roger. Say, I point the finger of God at my enemies in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, Prophetess Jessica. Come on. I point the finger of God at my enemies. Say, the blood of Jesus. It's canceling the assignment of hell. And everything that God said I'm going to get, everything that belongs to me, I'm going to get. And I give you glory for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's read the scripture. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's read the scripture. And we pray it in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son. Come on, and in the name of the Holy Ghost, sir. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now, Satan is going to try to steal the word of God from you. He's going to try to discourage you. But I came on today to encourage you, okay? So let's read a scripture that says when we're waiting on God in prayer. Isaiah chapter 40. Somebody type it in the chat. My team, type it in the chat. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord. Oh, I can't hear nobody. But they that wait upon the Lord shall what? Renew their strength. Come on. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. That is Isaiah. Somebody type it in the chat for me. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Come on, let's read that again. But they that wait upon the Lord, because we wait on the Lord for our breakthrough. Somebody rejected us. Somebody lied on us. Come on, Prophetess Zelina. Come on, D. Come on, Prophetess. Somebody lied on us. Somebody rejected our children. Somebody lied on the job. Somebody lied about that contract. Somebody lied on us in our family. My uncle lied. He lied on me, y'all, 2 weeks ago. He told a lie. He called my grandmama and he lied. He called my mama and he lied. He lied. He lied. He even cussed me out. He called twice and hung up on me. But guess what? I had to calm my flesh down. Because I wanted to go live and I wanted to just let him have it. But I had to calm my flesh down. My team and my children had to calm me down. I had to get back before the throne of grace. And I had to say, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We got some liars out here. But how many of y'all know that when somebody tell a lie on you, that means that they are jealous of you. They've always been jealous of you. They are mad because everything is working out for your good. It don't matter if you single, if you've been divorced, It don't matter if you got a job, if you're looking for a job, if you're trying to start your own business. It don't matter if you're dating, you're looking for a husband, or you're looking for a wife. Everything is working out for your good, and people shouldn't lie on you. But guess what? When they don't belong to God, that's what takes place. And my uncle don't belong to the Lord, and I hope he on here. He don't belong to the Lord. Neither does his wife. Yeah, I'm going to say it. He got my Yeah, they don't belong to the Lord. And so they gossip. So what happens when the spirit of rejection gossip? The spirit of rejection, I want you to know Isaiah 40 and 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. When you wait upon the Lord, you read your word. You go into prophetic worship. We're going to be talking about that. I'm going to start coming on here every morning, Monday through Friday, and we're going to start doing prophetic worship, because prophetic worship is going to break and dismantle the spirit of rejection. You see, when my uncle lied on me, what happened? He lied on me. He did it from generation to generation. He lied to my grandmama. Then my grandmama called my mama. Then my mama called me. He lied so bad that my mama couldn't even put together the sentences. Yeah, on what he said. When somebody lying on you and they try to travel that lie and gossip, usually the people that they tell them to lie to, they can't really comprehend and put the full sentences together. Why? Because God is breaking up their hearing, because God don't want confusion to set in. Oh, I can't hear nobody. Type it in the chat. How many of y'all have some people lie on you? How many of y'all have some people tell some family members some lie? And it seemed like they told that lie so good that that lie was believable. But everything is working out for your good, because Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31 says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. That means that your spirit, your soul is going to be lifted up in joy. I see it. That's what that verse means. Hallelujah. They shall run and not be weary. That means that you should go on with your life today, and you're not going to worry about them lies that they told. That means when the Lord says they shall run and not be weary, you're going to walk that walk today. You're going to get up out that bed. You're going to get dressed. You're going to comb your hair. Even if it look like you need a haircut, men or ladies, you need to get your weed done. Comb it anyway. Put on some lip gloss. Come on. Spray you some body spray on. Look good, because you're not going to look like what you're going through. I can't hear nobody. And they shall walk and not faint. Come on. That means that you're not going to be depressed today. Come on. You're not going to be depressed today. You're going to walk with the spirit of joy. I can't hear nobody. Come on, Phantom. You're going to walk with the spirit of joy, because demons are on an assignment, just like heaven is on an assignment. Holy Ghost is on an assignment. I can't hear nobody. Prophet Zelina said wig. That's right. Wear your wig, honey. If it's nappy or need to be teased and come, spray it down with water. We're going to walk with the spirit of joy. We're not going to be depressed. I tell my mama, don't you call me with that. You can't even put the sentence together on the lies that he told. They can't even put the sentence together. You can't, don't receive gossip in your spirit. When they tell lies on you, and somebody trying to call you and gossip about that lie, hang up the phone, but warn them that you're not trying to be rude. Like I did my mom, I ain't trying to be rude, but I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. And you don't have to respond to the lie. Just do Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Jeremiah 33 and 3 says, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. God will show you. That's why I made that reel. If you go onto my Facebook page or to my YouTube, you'll see that I made that reel, that video. And I said, God is going to reveal to you the fake people, the people in your life that have been fake. Some of y'all got some fake family members. Some of y'all got some fake co-workers. Some of y'all got some fake people at church. Some of y'all got some fake neighbors. Some of y'all are in some fake relationships and you know it. Some of y'all been going out to eat with some fake people. Cut them folk off. People that have been gossiping about you, say the finger of God. He got my seal. Say up the finger of God. Point your finger and say the finger of God. Because remember, God resides inside of you. So when you point your finger, you are pointing the finger of God. And then say the finger of God is pointing at you, and he is destroying every assignment that you got against me. He is ushering in the blessings of God. My mind is clear. I don't have doubt. My heart trusts God. I don't walk in fear. I'm not going to commit suicide. I'm not going to give up. Come on. Oh, I can't hear nobody. I am more than enough. I am the righteousness of God. I am somebody. Oh, I can't hear nobody. Say, I am somebody. Hallelujah. I am somebody. Hallelujah. Hey, T. Hallelujah. I am somebody. Come on, Roger. I am somebody. Hallelujah. Come on, Reader. I am somebody. Come on, Samantha. I am somebody. Come on, Joy. Come on. I am somebody. May the favor of God continue to keep you and bless you. Hallelujah. May today be a good day for you. And it's not too late. The devil been telling you, oh, it's too late. Nothing is too late. As long as you are breathing, you are somebody. As long as you are breathing and God is ahead of your life, nothing is too late. People mistreat God's children every day. But I want to encourage you to keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep moving. If you want to schedule a time to talk with me, we are open up until what, 7 p.m. We do 30 minutes. You can go in and click the link, 30 minutes. How much is it, y'all? $40. $40 for 30 minutes. But usually I take it to 45. My team kind of get on me. But this is the first day we got the Let's Talk and Pray. For 30 minutes, we can talk and pray. And you might even get a prophecy. Depends on how the Holy Spirit moves. But if you really want to talk and pray, hallelujah, you can go on my link inside of YouTube. I'm not on YouTube. I'm sorry. Facebook, Instagram. The Calendly link is on there. You can schedule your time and I take people up until 7. But we're going to be coming on and we're going to be praying for you. You need to be connected to the anointing of God, okay? I will be praying in the Holy Ghost before we get off this live. And if you decide to book an appointment with me, do not be afraid because you know the Holy Spirit will speak. You might even get a prophecy. Usually that's what happens. The Lord wants to speak to you. Don't be afraid to go to the throne of grace, okay? Hey, cousin, look at cousin on here. Hallelujah. He come on sikisaya. Cousin, the Lord is telling me to tell you. Hallelujah. So my city. So whoa, la la la, my sikisaya. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. You have enemies running in your bloodline. Yes, God. Cousin, you got enemies still in your bloodline. Those that even came, hallelujah, to the celebration are jealous of you. Hallelujah. They are saying prayers against you. But God said for you to go to the throne of grace today. Get in his presence and pray and pray and pray and dismantle their assignment. Yes, so yes, God, dismantle their assignment. They're jealous of you. They're jealous of your marriage. They wish that they had. They are jealous because you are happy, that your skin is glowing, that you live in a nice place, and they're wondering why and how are you able to do this. They are jealous and they are praying prayers for you to be destroyed. But I decree and declare that the finger of God is pointing at them and God wants to speak to you, cousin. Hallelujah. He wants to speak to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go before the throne of grace and read some scriptures. Read. You can read even Isaiah. Hallelujah. Chapter 30, what we was reading a few minutes ago, but read some other scriptures. Hallelujah. And call me later if you need to, but go before the throne of grace because you definitely had some enemies there this weekend. They are jealous of you, but guess what? Jealousy just going to bring on blessings, but do not take what I'm saying to you, what the Holy Spirit is saying to you for granted. Don't take it for granted. You got to be obedient and go before the throne of grace today. If you can, in a little bit, just go before the throne of grace. I don't know if you're at work or not, but go before the throne of grace in prayer and dismantle their assignment. Hallelujah. God bless everybody. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost before I get off. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Everything. 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 When you get before the presence of God, everything will come together. God will begin to reveal secrets to you. Do prophetic worship. Prophetic worship is when you read the word of God out loud and you lift your hands. Prophetic worship is when you sing in the spirit, is when you sing songs to God. Hallelujah. My soul. Oh, yeah, yeah, my yo. Oh, la, 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 my see yo. E, color, la, my soul. E, la, 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 my see ya. E, color, lo, my soul, yeah. Isatiyaya. Prophetic worship ushers in the Spirit of God. Prophetic worship dismantles assignments that the enemy has against you and your family. Prophetic worship ushers in the secrets that God wants to share. So I'm singing prophetically in the Holy Spirit. God bless everybody. Hallelujah. I love you so much. Jesus Christ loves you. Thank you so much for joining me. Hallelujah. Click the link in my bio. Today is the first day. Let's talk and pray. Hallelujah. Okay. My team want me to share with y'all a testimony. Hallelujah. Of the spirit of rejection. So I purchased an item to travel for this weekend. And the person has not given me the location of where the event is going to be. Today is Monday. I purchased the ticket Thursday to attend the event. My plane ticket has been purchased. Everything has been purchased for me to travel this Sunday. But the person has not released the address to me of where I need to be. But I want you to know that I'm not worried. And that's what God wants you to know. The spirit of double-mindedness tried to take place on me. Double-minded means when you doubt God. You can't doubt God and want God to move, because double-mindedness means you operate in fear. You operate where you're doubting God. You might say, Lord, I know you're going to do it. Then the next 5 minutes, you're like, oh my goodness, I don't know how God's going to do it. Or maybe I should take matters in my own hand. But don't do that. Just continue to pray and trust God. Do prophetic worship, what I just did. If you don't sing in the spirit, just sing it in English. Just sing songs, sing the scriptures, but trust God. And so we are believing God, and we know that I will have a testimony to come back on here and let you know that God has dismantled that spirit of rejection. So you can get rejected not only in a love triangle, but you can get rejected in business. You can get rejected on your job. And so I just want to encourage you to know that you are to stand on God's word and you are to pray. You are to pray always and never grow weary. Weary means don't get tired, because the enemy want to wear you out. Don't get tired when you are trusting God to move. Yeah. So, yes, God, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Don't get tired, because the devil wants you to get tired. Hallelujah. And I will talk to you all. Hopefully, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Hallelujah. God bless you. May the favor of God continue to be on your life. May the spirit of rejection be destroyed. Hallelujah. And I look forward to talking to you soon. If you're not following me on YouTube, go to my YouTube channel. It's Ask Dr. Lisa. Ask Dr. Lisa. Oh, let me put the link back up for somebody asking. Can you see the link still, team? Let me show the link. Somebody's asking for the link. Do you see the link? Yes. Okay, the link is there. So you can click the link really quick, and it'll take you to where you can schedule an appointment. You can schedule it. Is it Monday through Saturday? Monday through Saturday. Let's talk and pray. God bless you. I love y'all so much. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for following me. Thank you, hallelujah, for everything that you guys are doing. Thank you. Hey, Kevin. Thank you for sowing seeds. We will start eventually soon allowing people to call in on the live and to come in on the video. We have to be careful, though, because the last time we did that, somebody was acting crazy. Hallelujah. Who else is on here? Constance. Okay, y'all take care. Go ahead and click the link and schedule your appointment. You can go to my link in my bio or here on YouTube. On YouTube, they're getting ready to put it in there. Somebody's asking. All right. And on Facebook, it's in my bio. Talk to you later. Hey, Fanta, blessings to you. All right. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Let me end it.